four teachings in discipleship refer to the spirit. The second four refer to the soul. The third four refer to the body, the behavior. Love the Lord with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. Now, if you say in all your mind, that's part of the soul. So, to love the Lord with all your heart. And the same thing, 1 Thessalonians, when it says, keep yourself holy, spirit, soul, and body, until the day of Jesus Christ. In other words, not in heaven. We are to be holy in this earth, in this world, not just get number one up there, but get number two and number three. But the only real battle for us is number two. The only real battle is number two. Number one is a gift. God, gospel, repentance, and faith. You didn't do anything for any of those. Those are all a gift. But number two is not a gift. Number two requires your cooperation. So that's where the growth takes place. And the problem with number two is the suffering. That's all. It involves holiness in the self. It's not God giving me something. It's me and God cooperating together to get my soul, and God won't do it without me, and I can't do it without Him. It's a cooperation. You see, He did number one without your cooperation. He did number one without your cooperation. Number two requires you, because it's you that's the subject. So, did you all understand that? I mean, I can go into that in such incredible depth and detail and so on, but I do it all the time. Do I need to do it again, or do you just kind of like learn it one time so I don't have to repeat it? Okay. I will repeat it then. I have no problem. I have no problem. Right. Well, He died and rose again and buried and all that stuff. Yes. Yeah, repentance couldn't happen without what He did. And you didn't do anything. You repented so you think you did it. And you believe, so you think you did it. Those are not works. You didn't did either of those. You just believed and you repented, but it was a response to His free gift. It's a response to His free gift. But character development is not talking about what He did on the cross. It's talking about what you are doing. You're going to go through the fire. His suffering in number one does not affect your suffering in number two. In number one, He did suffer for you because you couldn't do that part. That's regeneration. That's what the Bible calls justification by faith. Dikaios, it's a special word. But number two is a different word, hagios. That is not what Jesus did on the cross for you or what He did in His resurrection and all that kind of stuff. It's what He now does as Lord, not as Savior. So number one is all Savior work. This is what Jesus did as Savior. You're doing the believing. You're doing the believing. I'll just put it here this way. Here's where you do the believing. Believing. And that is passive on your part. You're believing what He did, what He said. Your faith cometh by hearing. Number two is all willing. And number three is all doing. So any doing that you do is related to the willing that you will, is related to the believing that you believed. You can't do any willing if you don't believe. And you can't do any doing if you don't will. So your conduct is based on your character, which is based upon your faith. But faith is a gift. So faith is a gift, not of your own doing. You didn't do anything for it. It's a gift. So the fact that you repent and believe and all of that, that's all a gift. So that's the gospel. But this is also the gospel. This is the gospel, and so is this the gospel. He's in you to will and to do, the Holy Spirit. Here, I didn't have any Holy Spirit. I didn't have the Holy Spirit. Number one was given to me. That's how I got regenerated, rebirth, reborn. Just my birth. There's no growth. There's no life. Now I'm growing because I have the Holy Spirit to will and to do. Do you all follow that? I mean, don't understand it. I mean, if you don't understand it, you don't. But at least hear it and get the categories down that number one is totally different, totally, 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 totally different than number two, and number two is totally different from number three. Now, do you have to know all this to grow? Not really. But it sure helps if you're not growing to figure out why not. So, right here, your will has nothing to do with believing. We don't have a will religion. Our religion, Paul says, is not a will religion. You can't will yourself. I think I will be a Christian. All right, I'm going to be a Christian. You can't do it. You can't will your way into Christianity. All right, I will. You can't do it. Okay, I will. No, you can't do it. All right, I'm going to make a decision for Christ. You can't. It comes from hearing. That's puts you in the passive post. Puts you in a passive place. It's like, I don't know, I heard the story and I believed. There's no willing on your part. Of course you're willing, but you didn't do anything. He did it all. You're just hearing about what he did on the cross, on Calvary, for you. Right? Again, don't understand this and don't get all my theology or anything like this. Just simply hear it and you can check it out later. But if you don't get this clear, this is grammar. We're just doing a grammar here of faith. This is building a grammar of faith. This is always a gift. This one, you cannot grow. I'm going to write the Greek so you can see the difference. Let me write it in purple. I'll write this in purple. The Greek word for this one is dikaios. Dikaios. Dikaios, okay? It's actually like this to make it there. No, I really messed it up. So, dikaios, that means righteous, imputed righteousness, which what we call justification by faith. This one is hagios. Ha-gi-os. Hagios, it means righteousness actual. This one is righteousness imputed. Because of what he did, you get it for free. All you do is believe it. So you got it. No act on your part. You did that for free. He did something and you believed it and you got it. But here, you cannot grow up actually without your help. Jesus won't do it for you. He did this one for you because you couldn't do it. But this one, you cooperate. You won't do it without him and he can't do it without you. So this is why we're discipling you by talking now, not about what he did for you, but of what he's doing in you through the Holy Spirit and then through you by the Holy Spirit. Because he's in you to will and to do. Is that clear? I know you may have 1,000 questions, but don't ask all those right now because you will see it'll all sort out this way. And the last one is doxa. D-O and then that kind of a thing. And it's doxa, which means the glorification. So this one is righteousness, this one is righteousness, and this one is righteousness. But they're in different parts of you. And the reason you can't grow is because you think this is the last one. No, this one must follow. And this is the only one you're working on right now, is the sanctification of your soul. 1 Peter 1:9. Peter's whole book is not written about justification by faith. It's written all about justitia, justice, righteousness, not by faith, but by meditation. You grow here by meditation. Meditation. You got to think on it. Think on what number one is, and then you get a number two. Think on what number two does, and you get a number three. You got to do this little kid way. You can't do it as an adult, you know, and just get it all at once. You got to grow up little by little by little by little by little by little. You can't just become a Christian overnight. Of course, number one, you can. You can get birthed. Great beginning. But it's only a beginning. It's not he who begins, but he who endures to the end. Why do you have to endure? Because number two is fire. It's affliction. It's punishment. It's tough, hard. That's the part we don't like. No wonder people don't grow. No wonder they try to go from one to three, which is legalism. Skip two, you got legalism. I'm going to look like a Christian, but you're actually not. Because you're not willing in your heart, in your soul. You're just going, well, I'm a Christian. Yes, I know you are a Christian number one. What Jesus did for you, you're believing it. But faith is active. And active means active. Faith is active in love. Number three is all love. Number three is all love. Love to the neighbor, love to God, love to yourself, love to the church. That's all God. That's number three. You're not going to get that out without number two. Because number two is all the sin in your life, which will block it. That's why it has to be legalism. And it often turns out to be license. You show me a legalist, I'll show you somebody licentious. Give me somebody who's doing the will of God without a number two. In other words, without death in your soul. You're not going to have growth in your soul until you have the sin all out of it. And that's why the fire. The fire. Remember the baptism of the Holy Spirit is with fire? That's what the fire's for. The fire is not for Jesus. He's not burning up. That fire is burning up your flesh. What flesh? I thought I was the righteousness of Christ. You are, number one, in your spirit, man. You're a spiritual person, but you're still soulish in your character and in your conduct. And that's what we're going to knock out of you, and that's what discipleship is all about. And that's why we wrote this, is to help you to see that the first four really are only the basis. But the second four, which we're almost done now with the fourth one of the second group, which is number eight, we're almost done with that, which is get your character, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. All of those things are Christ's character in you when yours is gone. You don't have any character. You don't have any character. All of your character is selfish until Jesus kills that all through the Holy Spirit. And once that gets gone, the love comes out. You don't need any love. You got the love. But you got the unlove in you that has to get out of the way so the love can come out. That's how we purify you. We don't purify you by giving you love. You already have Christ. You have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. But you don't have it coming out because all that unlove and unjoy and un has to be burned out. And there's only one thing that'll do it, the rod. That's why nobody wants to be a disciple. That's why everybody quits after number one. It's, I'll just take the free gift and quit. I don't blame you. It's a great idea. You just won't grow up. You cannot grow up children without a spanking stick. The rod of discipline, the father that loves his child, number one, he brought him into birth, and therefore he loves him, he's going to chasten him. Not like, oh, the poor little things, they'll think we won't love them when we spank them. That's true, they will think that. And that's what you got to beat out of them. You just whip their little bottoms until they get the picture. I'm doing this because I love you. If I let you go and throw tantrums and stones, you won't grow up. And because I love you and I know you're going to make it just like I made it, I'm going to spank you. No, I get it. No, you're not going to be disciplined by words. No, if you could just talk to me reasonably and nicely, I'll do. No, you won't. That is a lie. That shows you know nothing. Look, Jesus Christ had to pay for something. Spiritually, you couldn't do it. That's why he gave it to you. But now that you're birthed, now that you're in the family, you really got in the family to die. He gave you life so you could die to your old man. That's why it says put off the old man, put on the new man. That's not Jesus putting off the old and putting on the new. That's you. That's number two. Number two is you. And you can't do it apart from him, but you're not apart from him. Number one is that you're not apart from him. You're in him and through him and with him and all that stuff. Okay, now he's going to do his work to not only take over your heart, but take over your soul. And that's not a savior job. Heart was savior job. Now it's a Lord job. You need Jesus as Lord. That's why you're a disciple. Did everybody get this? This is all juvenile, ABC. But nobody knows it. I've taught it a million gazillion times, but still it doesn't sink in. It's like, well, we haven't heard this somewhere else. Okay, fine, but it's in the Bible. And you just can't grow until you get this down, is that you're responsible for your own personal, soulish holiness. And the only way you're going to learn is not with words. You're going to learn with discipline. So your prayer, and the second one, is like this. God, whatever it takes. I want all the sin out of my life, and do it tonight. That just, I don't know, do you feel any resistance on that? That resistance that you feel is you, apart from him, see? But since you're not apart from him, no problem. No problem.